It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy here is at the 2014 Gen Con, and sitting across the table from me is a young lady who does Renaissance Celtic type of music, April Knight, correct?
Absolutely, April Knight.
Okay, first off, where would they find you on the internet?
APRYLKNIGHT.com. AprilKnight.com.
And you were originally a pianist, classically trained, right?
Yes.
What got you over to this type of music?
When I started, I started piano at about the age of 2 or 3. And then at the age of 16, my parents took me to my very first Renaissance festival. And I realized that these were my people and this is where I needed to be. And around 2009, at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival, one of my friends happened to have a bowed psaltery, which is the instrument that I started playing at the fairs. And it's set up like a piano, but it's portable, which was lovely, because you cannot carry a piano around a Renaissance fair. Not really.
No, there's not many, no.
Not so much.
Yeah.
So I got the bowed psaltery and then recently branched out to the hurdy-gurdy, which also makes sense to piano players and is also portable. Yeah.
So how many years have you been doing the Renaissance style music now?
Since about 2008.
And Renaissance is still like 7-note tempered scale, basically, isn't it?
Generally. It kind of depends on exactly when you're going. Renaissance music will generally sound just the same to Western ears as anything else, except that they tend to have things in a minor scale, and then they'll add the major seventh at the end or whatever, just to kind of, it's when your standard listener will listen to a piece of Renaissance music and they're like, oh, it kind of sounds sad. But then at the very end, it sounds happy. Well, it's because they like to throw in those little accidentals from time to time.
And what are your influences musically? What inspires you?
Generally, whatever I hear that I like, I just start playing. Kind of like the Borg. I like to assimilate things. Most recently, the things that have been very much inspiring me has been Hildegard von Bingen, who was a medieval nun who wrote music along the lines of Gregorian chant, but much more inspired and with much more range, and actually had passion and all sorts of interesting things. And the female troubadours, the troubarettes, because I'm very interested in women who actually wrote music back during the time period of the songs that I'm playing.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this. There's people like Jonathan Colton that are all Creative Commons, give their music away for free. And then there's people like the RIAA who were inserting little newspaper-looking article ads in records saying that the 8-track was going to destroy the music industry. Mm-hmm. What's going on now with music on demand, file sharing? I like to call it the new media order. What's your take on that? What's your opinion on that? You think it's bad? You think it's mixed?
Well, on the one hand, I hear lots and lots of people say, you must not steal this music. You must pay for all of this music. Yet people that tend to make their things public, Jonathan Colton and, what's her name? The wife of Neil Gaiman, Amanda Palmer? Yes, I think. She did the same thing, and she's just like, giving all the music away for free, pay what you think it's worth. And it works for them because they end up making all of this money, and people are like, oh, this is such a great idea. This is great that you're giving away all your music for free. Here, let us give you money. And it kind of gets the companies out of the out of the mix and just gives it between the performer and the audience, which is nice. I don't think I'm big enough to have a particular personal interest one way or the other, but...
I don't know. Mark Gunn's doing pretty good for himself.
Mark Gunn has been doing this a lot longer than I have.
I will tell you that one of the things I get a lot of praise for is the fact that I do play all genre and that I have Celtic music and Renaissance music in my repertoire. It's not a big thing, but when I also see a trend like the listeners are a little bit more loyal and faithful to those because they know it's not a big thing and they know that, you know. Do you care to tell me about this?
Okay, so the Tolston Troubadours is my band that I have with my partner, Mark the Harper. And that particular album, Rennies of Unusual Sound.
Just kind of quietly sitting in the background there.
So, Rennies of Unusual Sound is like my other album, the Allons-y Time Traveler's Tunes. Both of them have my bowed psaltery, both of them have Balron, both of them have flute, both of them have penny whistle. Both of them have medieval and Renaissance songs, some Celtic songs, some English songs. We've got Hungarian, there's Turkish, there's Italian, there's French, there's German. One of them has a Flemish song. And the Rennies of Unusual Sound also features harp, and the Allons-y also features a piano and toy piano.
What instruments do you play? Because I think I just heard like 20 of them.
All of those.
Run them down one more time.
Okay, so I do bowed psaltery. My main instruments that I'm playing now are bowed psaltery and hurdy-gurdy, both of which are stringed instruments that make sense to piano players. I also play the Balron, which is an Irish frame drum, and I play the penny whistle and the flute. I play the piano, though I don't take it around with me, but it made its way onto the recording. And the toy piano, which I actually do take around with me from time to time because it's only two octaves and I can strap it on and play it while I'm going. And my partner has a second smaller harp that I will occasionally play as well. I believe that's everything. Oh, and Allons-y also has one track where I kind of pick my way through guitar.
Okay, one more time. Where would they find you on the internet?
AprilKnight.com, AprilKnight.com.
Okay, there's two more questions I always ask.
Yes.
One of them is, right now there's probably somebody who's downloaded this, they're listening to it, they want to do basically the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Advice and suggestions?
Decide exactly what it is that you want to play. You have to come up with a beginning. You can't just say, oh, I want to go do a thing. You just have to say, okay, well, I really like medieval music. Well, I really like Renaissance. I really like Celtic songs. I really like songs about battle. I really like, you know, the pretty love songs. Pick something. Look some of them up. Make sure they're not copyrighted. Learn those. And then, you know, make basic recordings of one or two songs. Write yourself out a little sheet, a little press kit that says, hey, so here's my background. If you don't have much background, take stuff that you do have, make it sound really good, and send it off to your local Renaissance fair. Figure out who the entertainment director is, send it off to them, and ask them if they'll let you come in, you know, for free or for just gas money, just to start.
And the other question I always ask, is there anything you can think of, a question that maybe you wanted me to ask that I didn't, or anything you want to add?
I'm always bad at these sorts of, you know, well, what else would you like to, I like chocolate, yay. So, I don't know.
One more time, where would they find you?
AprilKnight.com, A-P-R-Y-L-K-N-I-G-H-T.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're
very
welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015. See you there.